was the priest and the king. So Abraham gives a tenth of his increase to the king of Salem. Salem means peace, and if you look at the word Jerusalem, it has Salem or peace in it. Hebrews 7 and 2. New Testament refers to this situation, and to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, being interpreted king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace. Without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abideth a priest continually. King and priest. And Abraham paid or gave tithe unto him. This foreshadows Christ, who also will be a king and a priest. So Abraham is the first man who did this unto Christ. His son did it. Isaac did it. You look at Jacob, even as wayward as he was, he said, a tenth of all my increase shall I give unto God. So it is the principle of the first thing being blessed. If God blesses that first thing, the rest is blessed. If you give God those leftovers, they're all going to be corrupt. You say, well, I know somebody out in the world, and they're in the world. Don't worry about them. They're in the world. But if you're going to live for God, you got to go by God's plan. So we look into Exodus just to show you here the principle of the first fruit, Exodus 23 and 16. And the feast of harvest, the first fruits of thy labors, whatever you do in the ground, whatever you do. Work at the plant, you're a doctor, whatever it is, which thou hast sown in the field, and the feast of the ingathering, when you bring it together, which is in the end of the year, when thou hast gathered in the labors out of the field. And then verse 19, the first of the first fruits. I like that too. It's the first of the first fruits of thine land thou shalt bring into the house of the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not seethe a kid from his mother's milk, meaning don't take a sucking lamb away from its mother. That's not what he's wanting. He's not wanting that. He's wanting maturity out of it. So this principle of the first fruit was exercised with Israel all the days, and the Levites, you see, was the house of God. So they brought the first fruits into the house of God, so the Levites did not do what the rest of them did. They didn't hoe, and even when they divided up the land, when they got into Canaan's land, it was divided 11 ways and not 12. Because the Levites, he said, the Lord shall be your portion. So he didn't give them land and houses and things. They were to be in the temple and take care of the things of the God. So the things that were brought to the storehouse was to keep the temple up and the ministry going and the sacrifices and the things, the house of God. We understand that. That was the purpose of bringing the tithing into the house of the Lord. Now this principle would not be done away with in the Old Testament, but fulfilled with Christ. So when we look at Hebrews 5 and 6, and he saith also in another place, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. What was the order of Melchizedek? He was a king and a priest, who in those days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard that he feared. See, this is important to understand, because it is good that he feared death. He didn't want him to come in here and say, well, I don't care if I die or not. Big deal. He wanted him to fear death so he could give us an example. Father, if it be thy will, let this... I don't really want to go to this cross thing. Nevertheless, as thy will be done. Though he were a son, he learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. Anybody ever learn something by suffering? I have. And being made perfect through suffering, he was made perfect. He became the author or the beginning, the first fruit of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. So that all of them that follow in his steps, he is the author or the first fruit of them that obey him. Hebrews 6:20 says, whether the forerunner is for us entered, he went ahead of us, and Jesus made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. He was king and he was priest. And everyone that comes after his order and goes and is obeys his word comes in his likeness. Yeah. So you read Revelations 5 and 9, and they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hath redeemed us to God by the blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and has made us. And has made us unto God kings and priests, and we shall reign on earth. Hallelujah. Not you're a king and I'm a priest, but I'm a king and a priest. I'm a king and a priest. This is the order of first fruits, so that Christ comes after the order of Melchizedek and we come after the order of Christ, so that if we live with him, if we die with him, we rise with him. Ooh, that excites me. I used to hear him say, I won't be a king, I won't be a priest. I'm going to be a king and a priest. Now I understand it better because I'm after the order of Melchizedek. First fruits. And through one man's disobedience of that first fruit, all died. But through another man's obedience, we all live. Watch Romans 5:17. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, first fruit, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ, first fruit. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men. That's the corruption that came through the corruption of the first fruit to condemnation. Even so, by the righteousness of one, this new first fruit, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, but by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law, that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more. I'd clap my hands for grace. Hallelujah. You need to understand the grace of God, lest you be lost in your not understanding it. So where sin did abound, forget it, honey. Grace does much more abound. Y'all still honey out there? Okay. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. We become after the order of the first fruits of Christ. If in this life, 1 Corinthians 15 and 19, I'm trying to hurry so I don't keep you long because I got wound up reading this thing. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men miserable. If it's just about a man named Jesus, okay, but what's he going to do for me? Okay, he's the Son of God, but what's he going to do for me? I'd be miserable. Saved himself, can't save me, right? But now is Christ risen from the dead. Now, this is what you're not going to get this. Now is he risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. So as in Adam, all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order. Christ, the first fruits. Afterward, they that are Christ at his coming. I belong to Jesus. I don't know about you, but I belong to Jesus. And he belongs to me. Hallelujah. I want them to come tonight. I'm going to sing a little song before we go. But I don't want you to miss this. Adam was the first fruit of physical death. Christ, or the last man, Adam, came as the first fruit of eternal life. Not life, but eternal life. And so Christ, now listen, if we had hope in Christ only, that's no big deal. Now watch. Even though he raised from the dead, that's no big deal. That's right. That's no big deal. Because I will tell you that he was not the first one to be raised from the dead. There was a man, I'll tell you a few of them, there was a man called Elisha that they buried. And if I'm not mistaken, in a time of war, a man dies and they don't know where to bury him. They say, drop him in this hole. And they drop this man, fresh dead, into the hole, and he touches the bones of Elisha. And the Bible said he revived and stood on his feet. So Jesus wasn't the first one to die and come back to life. I remember a story of a mama going by, and there was a casket, and her little boy was dead, and she's weeping, and he just touched the casket. He didn't even touch the boy. And the boy came up, and he delivered the boy to his mother. He rose from the dead before Christ did. I remember Jairus' daughter, you remember, a ruler, and 12 years old, and Jesus gets delayed by the woman that had the 12 years of the issue of blood. It's interesting, they're both 12 years, and he while he's talking to this woman, the girl dies. Word gets to Jairus that your daughter is dead. Jesus goes into the house, grabs her by the hand, and said, damsel, arise. And she opened her eyes, and he delivered. She got up before Christ did. She rose from. I remember there's witnesses out there that could tell you, if they were here tonight, to tell you, I was there when he said, Lazarus, come forth. I had to look, Jesus said, at Mary and say, I am the resurrection. I am the life. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, he shall live. And he that liveth shall never die. Do you believe that, Mary? Said, oh, I believe he'll die. He'll come alive in the resurrection. And he said, Lazarus, come forth. He'd been dead 4 days. No big deal. It's not a big deal that Christ died and rose again. The big deal is he kept living. all of those others died again. This man got up out of the grave and said, I am alive forevermore. Oh, yeah. That's the first fruit of the resurrection. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about getting up like Lazarus did, go back and eat at the table and die again. Y'all gonna come see me in a nursing home? Anybody? Just change? Praise the Lord. We'll go together, brother. Let's make a deal. We'll get a room together. Nobody come see it. We'll visit each other. But the big deal is that he got up and he ascended. Why gaze ye into the air? That same Christ which went away shall come again and receive you unto his own. And as he is, so shall ye be. First fruit of the resurrection. The first fruit of Christ. Hallelujah. I plan on being like him. I plan on obeying him. For in him is life eternal. Woo! Hallelujah. The first fruit. The order of the first fruit. I'm here to tell you tonight, I'm not scolding anybody. You give God your best every day, and God will give you his best every day. Don't give God little tokens and say, please your conscience. Give God everything you got. There's nothing I own in this world. Everything I got is his, because I'm going to leave it behind anyway. He loves a cheerful giver. If you got to pay your tithes, keep them. Just keep them. I want cheerful givers. The Lord loves cheerful giving. Because if you give cheerful with that first part, He cheerfully gives it back to you. But if you're going to begrudge every penny you give to the church, then He'll begrudge every penny. Let me tell you, God's going to give you back what you give to Him. You stingy with God, He'll be stingy with you. If you give to God liberally, He said, I'll keep unto you a blessing. Shall men give unto your bosom? Should press down, running over, that you can't contain it. He said, prove me and see if I won't pour you out a blessing you can't contain. Now, if you're going to give to receive like that, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. He loves a cheerful giver. I want to give. I'm not expecting Him to give me back anything. I want to give because it's all His. When the children of Israel, they had what was called a heave offering. Well, I'm wound up. And a wave offering. All they had to do was give Him the wave offering, and they got the heave offering. What that was, at the end of the harvest, they'd gather it all together. And they'd take out of that bundle some of it. And they'd hold it in their hand. And they'd wave it before the Lord. And they'd take the sack and put it on their back. That was what God was going to let them keep. And they'd wave to God as they walked through the town. Look at the Lord has done. Look at what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. I got more than my share. Look at what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's sing a song. We're going home.